You're listening to 88.5 WFDD, public radio for the Piedmont. I'm David Ford. As one half of the Grammy-winning folk duo Indigo Girls, songwriter Amy Ray has been releasing music for over 30 years. She's been making solo records as well, with a more of an Americana and honky-tonk sound. Her latest album, Holler, was recorded in Asheville, North Carolina. Amy Ray will be playing at the Ramcat in Winston-Salem Tuesday night. Ray spoke with WFDD's Eddie Garcia from the tour van. They started by talking about how living in a small community in northern Georgia influences her music.
We drove till I was dadgum town. This time I could really drown. I nearly died to get my head off of the drug. Wish I was dead.
You know, it reveals itself through just probably aesthetic choices of like instrumentation, because I'm around a lot of people that play mountain type traditional music and bluegrass and country. And then topically, I'm immersed in a world now where I'm very different from the people around me, and I had to really learn how to not judge a book by its cover and not be judgmental of people just because they're different from me. And people around me had to learn that about me too. That kind of dialogue has been like an ongoing thing for my songs, and it's really made me search myself too, you know. Being in a place like that, it's so far out of the bubble, you're able to think about yourself more honestly as well.
Bodies were hanging, bodies were burning, and my mama and daddy, they were earning.
When you're saying you're different than some of the people that are neighboring around you, are you talking about being a gay southerner in a more conservative area?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gay and I'm politically outspoken, and I mean, I'm white, so I can fit in a way that if you're a person of color up there, it's hard, you know, it's still hard. And I think, you know, I get a little bit of leeway because I'm same skin color, which I recognize, you know, as a privilege, really. When I go to vote at my polling station, you know, they laugh and wish me luck, basically. I grew up in a family that, where a lot of my family, my extended family, is and still is much more conservative than I am. I was always in that environment in some way, in a familial way. So I almost feel uncomfortable in an environment where everybody's thinking exactly like I am, because that feels weird. I'm not used to it. So it actually was kind of a comfort zone in some ways, and in some ways, I just had to learn, you know, like this guy that you assume is going to be, you know, a right-wing person who's going to hate you. You just can't make that assumption, you know? You just don't know that about people. It's a lot to navigate sometimes, but I also wouldn't trade it because I have learned a lot from it, and I've also learned a lot of empathy, you know, for where people are coming from and why they feel a certain way.
A song from the album that seems to speak to that is Sure Feels Good Anyway. It seems like you're expressing your love of the South despite its flaws, even talking about the Confederate flag at one point in the song. That must have been a cathartic one to write.
Yeah, I mean, it's my best effort at trying to explain to my friends who don't understand why I want to stay up there, and to the people that live there where I'm coming from. I'm just trying to say, I know we have it in us to be better than this, you know, and let's like try to look at the context of this symbol, you know.
Boys, don't be a drag. Get you tired of fighting about the damned old flag. Well, it ain't Southern pride, it's just Southern hate.
And the same people that I know are like really hold on tight to that image. You know, they're the same people that help me clear the road when there's an ice storm, you know. And it's like, I know that people are good inside them, you know, and so for me, I'm willing to like work with that. But it's also easier because I'm a white person and I can talk about that, you know.
The Indigo Girls have such a legacy, and you and Emily have been making records together, I mean, since the 80s. How do you keep an act together for so long?
I mean, we've known each other since we were 10. We've known each other for 45 years. It's like family, and I guess you just give each other a lot of space. She does her own projects. I've been doing solo records for a long time, and we kind of have our own friendship circles. But we truly enjoy each other's company, you know, and when we get together to make a record, and to practice and everything we do together and tour, we have a good time still, you know. And when we get tired of each other, we sort of just sense it and we give each other space, you know. I mean, tired the way you do with your siblings or something. When we were really young, we were just like, you know, the most important thing to us is to become better songwriters and to never stagnate. And if we feel like that's happening, we got to quit, you know, and give it a break. And that's what we do. When we feel like we're getting stagnant, we just take a break. And we're able to be honest with each other about it and with ourselves, and that's why it works.
I know that you don't like me. Oh, but it sure feels good anyway. I know that you don't like me. Oh, but it